Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today titled, Is It a Sign? Was written by Leslie Coe. The offer looked good and was exactly what Peter needed. After being laid off, this sole breadwinner of a young family had prayed desperately for a job. Surely this is God's answer to your prayers, his friends suggested. Reading about the prospective employer, however, Peter felt uneasy. The company invested in suspicious businesses and had been flagged for corruption. In the end, Peter rejected the offer, though it was painful to do so. I believe God wants me to do the right thing, he shared with me. I just have to trust he will provide for me. Peter was reminded of the account of David meeting Saul in a cave. It seemed like he was being given the perfect opportunity to kill the man hunting him down. But David resisted. The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing, for he is the anointed of the Lord, he reasoned in 1 Samuel 24. David was careful to distinguish between his own interpretation of events and God's command to obey his instruction and do the right thing. Instead of always trying to look for signs in certain situations, let's look to God and his truth for wisdom and guidance to discern what lies before us. He will help us do what's right in his eyes. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 through 7. After Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told, David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 able young men from all Israel and set out to look for David and his men near the crags of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pens along the way. A cave was there, and Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men were far back in the cave. The men said, "This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, 'I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish.'" Then David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterward, David was conscience-stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord." With these words, David sharply rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went his way. Let's pray. Oh God, you are our provider. Grant us the wisdom to discern opportunities before us and the faith to follow your way, that we might always do what pleases you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening in today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.